Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show. Positive Perspectives is no ordinary psychic talk show because Melinda Carver is no ordinary psychic medium. Not by a long shot, quite the opposite. You are listening to Melinda Carver, internationally known psychic and sought after guest by radio personalities and international conference coordinators around the world. And this means listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives will deliver the charge of positive energy you need today. Do you need some new, uncomplicated tools and new, easy-to-understand strategies to lead a more positive life? No problem. You are listening to Positive Perspectives. Do you need a boost of information and knowledge to transform your life? Tonight is your night. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. On Positive Perspectives, psychic medium Melinda Carver helps you answer your own problems with insights already within you and around you in the spirit world next door. Most people report being amazed, even stunned at Melinda Carver's abilities, attitude, and accuracy. And unlike distant, unreachable other widely acclaimed psychic mediums, Melinda Carver takes time for the personal touch so important to her guides and the realm of spirit. Yes, Melinda Carver, extraordinarily gifted psychic medium, respected universal light minister, effective and powerful international presenter and workshop speaker, will provide you a personal positive charge, no matter how negative your circumstances. Widely welcomed participant at highly respected metaphysical expos and increasingly popular psychic fairs, Melinda Carver invites in the finest and most respected metaphysical professionals in the world to be her guests on Positive Perspectives. Do you want to get positive? Live positive? Who doesn't? Listen now live. Your life is your choice. Get positive. Live positive. You are listening to Melinda Carver's Positive Perspectives. And now, live in studio, psychic medium Melinda Carver.
Good afternoon, good evening, good morning, depending where you're listening live right now. Welcome to Positive Perspectives. I'm your hostess tonight, Melinda Carver. Tonight is late night, fun night, psychic reading show. All show long. And if you want to get into the phone queue, call 646-915-8066. Don't forget to press 1. That gets you through tonight's mini readings all show long. Here are your positive shout-outs to get that energy pumping in and around you to bring you that burst of positive energy. Our first positive shout-out tonight goes to Joe Thomas of Springfield, Illinois, age 43. He is a waiter at the IHOP. He helped a disabled woman eat her meal so her husband could eat his food while it was hot. Another diner at the IHOP saw this and took a photo of it, and it went viral. Joe Thomas said he was raised to be kind and was simply doing what he could for one of his regular customers. So a positive shout out to Joe Thomas of Springfield, Illinois. And our next positive shout out tonight goes to the women awarded the International Women of Courage Award presented by the United States State Department today in Washington, D.C. Some of the recipients were Malabogo Malafei of Botswana for her advocation for female victims of gender violence, Janet Elghezi of Iraq. She's the deputy director of the Women's Freedom Organization to help women escape domestic violence, Natalie Ponce de Leon of Colombia. She's an acid burn survivor from a bad relationship gone wrong. Najib Thabet Yemen for her human rights activism. And Sister Carolyn Tahan Fakak of Syria's Daughters of Mary for helping Christian girls empower themselves and find work after being displaced by the civil war in that country. Those are your positive shout-outs tonight. We're going to be taking your calls all show long and having a lot of fun tonight. This is our late night fun night. We play a little bit of music, we have great laughter, and we also take your calls. Are you ready to feel all right tonight? Joe Cocker to get you feeling all right tonight. As usual on late night, I always pull an oracle card and a tarot card just to give a general reading out there for those who might not be able to get in tonight. And the oracle deck I used today was The Wisdom of the Hidden Realms by Colette Baron Reed. And this card that came out of the deck today for everybody is the Lady of Lightning. And on the card, it says surprises, sometimes shock, and a whole total paradigm shift. So what is happening for you right now with the Lady of Lightning? Huge major changes are happening right now in your life. This is also the cusp of Mercury going retrograde on April 9th. We're in that shadow period. And this Lady of Lightning is telling you to shake up your foundations, change your life. There is no time like the present to make those changes and have those aha moments that you've been waiting for. So many people fear change because they are so used to the status quo. They're comfortable in the level of energy that they're in or what they're stuck in their life, and they don't want to make those changes. So these new situations are coming about to bring change in your life through the Lady of Lightning and Colette Baron Reed's Wisdom of the Hidden Realms Oracle Deck. The tarot cards that I use today are the Shapeshifter Tarot by DJ Conway, and the artwork is by Lisa Hunt. This is an older deck. I love this deck. The card that came out is the Seven of Pentacles. The Seven of Pentacles, there is a woman that shapeshifts into a white horse. So this is all about growth and potential, and it flows very well with the Lady of Lightning. And in here, this Seven of Pentacles is all about you making positive changes in your life to have abundance or prosperity. Now, a lot of people out there think abundance is only money. Abundance is multitudes of good things coming to you, not just money. Maybe it's new friends or a new relationship. Maybe it's a new position. Maybe it is time for you to start having fun and remembering recess in your life. And that Seven of Pentacles is coming out to help you feel that spark of creativity and passion in your life. The second card that came out of the Shapeshifter Tarot deck tonight is the Goddess of Water. And in the Shapeshifters, the goddesses replace the queens. And this is the Goddess of Water. And she's shapeshifting into a beautiful swan. And this is getting your emotions in control. Again, releasing that fear that is blocking you from those changes. And to make sure that you are using clear-headedness and not being pulled down and swept away by your emotions. You want to use the cleansing energy of the water where it cleanses you clean and removes that fear or that anxiety with this Goddess of Water. And these decks, I always love how the Oracle deck merges with the reading with the tarot cards to show you the general reading today for everybody. So expect big changes. They're going to be positive. They're going to be abundant or prosperous for those changes. Stop being petrified, anxious, or worried, and just jump ahead. And that Goddess of Water is there to help cleanse away that fear and make you feel whole. And those are your tarot and oracle card readings tonight on Late Night, Fun Night, Psychic Readings all show long. If you want to see me in person, live this weekend. I will be at the Gift of Light Expo in Cleveland, Ohio, April 1st and 2nd at the Cuyahoga County Fairgrounds. It features free hourly lectures with your paid admission, free musical entertainment, free parking. It will be filled with all types of psychics, astrologers, mediums, and tarot readers, plus energy healers, massage therapists, Reiki, and tons of great, fantastic shopping for books and jewelry and crystals, clothing, and more. You can go to giftoflightexpo.com for more information, giftoflightexpo.com. And then mark your calendars for April 8th, Saturday. I will be with co-author Travis James Sanders. We are providing messages from the other side, giving you messages from your loved ones, pets, guides, and angels that it's your journey in Huron, Ohio. You could go to psychicmelinda.webs.com for more information for that fun, fantastic event. I also am super excited to announce that my first book with Schiffer Publishing, Get Positive, Live Positive, Clearing the Negativity from Your Life, will be debuting on May 28th. And it's also available for pre-order on Barnes & Noble and Amazon right now. If you go to the Amazon page and type in Get Positive, Live Positive, you'll be able to see a sneak peek inside of my book, plus four fantastic reviews from best-selling international authors, Dr. Stephen Farmer, Donna DeNome, Carmel Glenane, and Michelle Whitedove. And you could go to Amazon for that. Get Positive, Live Positive. The book will be debuting at Book America Expo in New York City the first week of June, and I will be doing my international book launch at the International New Age Trade Show June 9th through 11th. So I'm super, super excited for that. And more information is at psychicmelinda.webs.com. Here we go, everybody. It's late night fun night.
Dog laying high and down, so lit the candles one by one. Dance to her gypsy music till the blues gone. Dog lady played black magic till the clock struck on the 12. She told me more about me than I knew myself. She dealt two cards, queen and a three, and mumbled some words that were so strange to me. And then she turned up a two-eyed jack.
A little bit of Cher and Dark Lady. It's a little spoof there because I read tarot cards just to have a little bit of fun. We're taking your calls all show long. 646-915-8066.
Don't miss your chance to speak with psychic medium Melinda Carver.
And we're going to the phones right now, live from Canada. Hello, Jay. Welcome to the show, sweetheart. I know you had a career question this evening, so what can we help you with tonight, honey?
Hey, thanks, Melinda, for taking my call.
And you're welcome.
My question is regarding career. I just we had actually a whole bunch of layoffs at our company today, and I got called in the office, and they actually want me to do more, but actually I'm doing it right now. But my boss called me on some things that are really like petty, but he wanted to make emphasis that it was, this was happening in front of actually a person who actually was from HR from back east. So my question is, you know, if I should start looking for another job, because this is going to be, if I don't, you know, do what I was told 100%, it's just going to be like, okay, you're gone.
Yes, it's time for you to start looking. And this is that Lady of the Lightning that I pulled earlier today from the Colette Baron Reed, mm-hmm. Wisdom of the Hidden Realms. And it's all about you, remember, and also the Shapeshifter Tarot, taking your emotions out of your decision. This man is petty. He's not going to change, Jay. And they had layoffs, and that's just the first start of layoffs. There will be a second shift of layoffs, probably mid-May. So right now, basically, he's telling you you're on notice for that next wave of people that they're going to get rid of.
So why is it?
It really time for you to start looking for something else. This is like you're at the tip of the cliff, and you're looking out. Behind you is your current job or where you're at now. You're at that cliff. Your boss has put you on the edge of a cliff, and he's watching you because he wants to push you off the cliff. Do you understand? So you can either allow him to push you off the cliff and land badly, which is a layoff or a firing, or you could find something else and you could do that beautiful swan dive off that cliff and fall into the water easily on your own. Do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, and so it's time. You know, I would work with I know you do a lot of Native American work. I would use a lion energy for you for your job change. Just so you could become a little bit more assertive in your job search and to show true courage, because lions have courage. And it's going to be very courageous of you to start putting your toe out there in the water to see what ripples for a new job. And you're so used to things and you're comfortable where you are, and then you let that fear take hold of you and you're afraid to move forward. So I would work with the lion energy, because you want to be the king of the jungle. You want that strength. You want that speed to find something new. You want to be the hunter, and that's what you're going to be really pushing for. You're the warrior for Jay. Do you understand? No one else is going to be the warrior for you at that company.
No, why is I'm being singled out? Because a lot of other people got away with a lot of things, and I get... You know.
He just doesn't like you.
Yeah.
There's no way to wrap that up in clean linen, and you know me, Jay, from enough listening to enough interviews and calls here. I don't do fluffy bunnies. He just has decided he doesn't like you anymore. And he feels angry that you weren't in that first group that was let go because you had too much seniority. So you want to be swift and sure, and you want to hunt and find that new position on your own so that you're not pushed off the cliff. So I hope that's helpful for you. Does it make sense today for you?
Yes, it does. Thank you.
Yeah, you know, and I have a little song for you, Jay. Let me find it. Here you go. Just to help reinforce that lion energy. Bit of roaring to get you started there by Katy Perry. Good luck, sweetheart. Many blessings to you as you move forward in your job change.
Thank you. Thank you much.
You're welcome. Thanks, Jay, for calling in. 646-915-8066. We're going to take your calls all show long, and we'll be right back after these brief messages.
Are you having issues in your life? Are you having real issues in your life? Do you need some help? Do you need clarity on a situation? Do you need a little guidance? We all do at one time or another, and get enlightened. Order your psychic reading or dream interpretation with psychic medium Melinda Carver. Order your psychic reading or your dream interpretation with psychic medium Melinda Carver, and you may get the clarity that you need to get through your long night. Let Melinda guide you through. You are not alone. You are not alone. Call, order your psychic reading or dream interpretation. Psychic medium Melinda Carver.
And welcome back. Upcoming shows next Tuesday, April 4th, Michelle White Dove, America's number one psychic, the winner of Psychic Challenge on Lifetime, and the author of She Talks to Angels, will be joining us back for her eighth visit Tuesday, April 4th, 9 p.m. Eastern. Also, we will be hosting Kelly Bowman, a fan favorite, psychic medium, on April 18th at 9 p.m. She's going to share with you the secrets of the spirit realm. And then YouTube star and author of the Haunting of Sunshine Girl series, young adult book series, and YouTube videos will be joining us, Paige McKenzie, April 25th. And if you missed an episode, you missed a lot. Check out all the great on-demand episodes for you here on Blog Talk's Positive Perspectives page. Click follow the show or join us on Facebook on the Positive Perspectives page.
And now, back to the phones with psychic medium Melinda Carver.
And we're going to Virginia. This is Andrea from Virginia. Welcome to the show, sweetheart. You have a career question. What can we help you with today?
Well, not so much a career, but it could be lost, could be possibly lead to a new career. I recently tried out for a TV show, so I'm just trying to figure out when the callback is coming. The first week or, you know, middle week of April, I believe.
Okay. They're showing me that it's going to probably be towards the end of the second week of April. With you have Mercury going retrograde April 9th, which is going to be a Sunday in April. But we're in the shadow period where things are going to be miscommunicated. They might make an appointment and then change the appointment on you again, Andrea. It just feels there's going to be some kind of snafu, whether it's a phone call, missed phone call, or a missed email, or they have to resend something to you. You can't panic, though, because if you start panicking and calling them off the hook, they will remove your name from the list. Do you understand?
Oh, yeah, you can't call them. It's America's Got Talent. You can't call them.
Yeah. So they're very specific about not calling, not harassing them, because they will remove you from the list. But it just feels to me there's going to be some kind of short delay because things are going to get lost or misplaced, not on your end, but their end. And they're going to have to, like, find paperwork or find something again and may have to resend something, or they send an email or a phone call, but it's to the wrong person. So it just feels like there's some kind of snafu, and you'll be contacted, but it'll be closer to the end of the second week by the time they get a hold of you the right way.
It's interesting you say that, because the guy who used to host the show, Nick Cannon, quit the show, so they had to scramble for a new one. They had to cancel a couple shows because Melby's father died. So I know there's been some delay already, because they were supposed to call people by the end of March.
Yes. So it's just going to, like, continue. They're trying to get everything in order. Things are at sixes and sevens. They're just showing me things are at sixes and sevens. There's going to be some kind of communication snafu where there's, like, misplaced paperwork, misplaced files, and they're contacting, you know, they'll send you an email, but it's going to be addressed to, like, Tom instead of Andrea. Do you understand?
So don't freak out.
So if you get the wrong name on your email, you could always respond in a nice way. I'm so sorry. My name is Andrea, blah, blah, blah. This was directed to Tom. And then they'll be like, oh, shit. And they'll have their oh, shit moment. And then they'll do it, okay? But don't freak out about it. But there's going to be some kind of snafu, and it's not on your end, okay? It's just going to be a little snafu. And here, we'll play a song for you to get you ready for your America's Got Talent, Andrea.
Came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise, to love.
A little bit of the ladies, Nicki Minaj there, just to get you going. So good luck to you, Andrea. You'll have to call in and let us know or send me an email. Good luck, sweetheart.
I will.
Thanks for calling in.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Great.
All right, our next caller is Melissa, and she's calling in from Texas. Hello, Melissa, and you have a love question tonight. What can we help you in your love life tonight?
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that either my fiance mama would come through or maybe you could do like some remote viewing. Since he went home last week, I don't know, he's just been kind of distant, and I just don't really know what's going on.
Yeah, what's your fiance's name, Melissa?
Chris.
Okay. Have you talked to Chris? Did you ask him what's going on, what's bothering you? And he said nothing, right?
Yeah, he's not a big communicator.
Yeah. I have a song for you before I answer that. I'm going to play a song for you, Melissa, before I answer your question. Bit of Rihanna there. Sorry, I keep losing my voice today. What it just shows to me is like Chris feels distant. He's a little bit distant. Whatever happened when he went home last week has given him pause, and it just feels that he has some concerns about moving forward with the wedding, and he feels a little it just feels like there's this huge miscommunication going on between you and Chris, and this miscommunication, maybe some arguments have been snowballing and making him think if he wants to be married or not. And so he's reevaluating the partnership. And what happens when men do this, they go into what I call the man cave, where they try to figure out what they feel, if they still feel it, and if they still want to be in that relationship. So right now, your Chris feels like he's in the man cave trying to figure out if this partnership is what he wants. And I'm not sure right now, because there's so many clouds around his head, if it's going to be a happy decision or a decision that kind of brings you some sorrow. Because there's just all these clouds around his head, and he's not the one getting the reading. So right now, he's like 60-40 to stay in the relationship, 60% and 40% to leave is what they're showing me. So I would start having some open communications with him where it's a clear and easy. You keep your statements short and sweet to him and not to harass him or bring up every little thing that ever went wrong or whatever he said, because if you do that, that will push him to 60-40 the other way. So you want to keep it as, what's your concern? What's going on? Why are you distant? And then discuss that and discuss those issues that he brings up in a calm, clear manner. But if you get angry, Melissa, you start bringing up all kinds of things from past issues, and that's giving him pause is what they're showing me. So I hope that's helpful for you. So all I could tell you right now is to, you know, try to have that communication, try to give him a lot of affection and love, and help him remember the good parts of your relationship. And that's what they're showing me. So best of luck to you, Melissa.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in. And we are going to close the show because I've been losing my voice with laryngitis all day. So I want to thank everybody who called in and say my apologies to those who were on the phone lines. We will be having the next show Tuesday, April 4th with Michelle Whitedove. Michelle and I will be giving readings throughout the show to all the callers. You could call in and speak with her there. And we're going to close the show out with It's a Beautiful Day by Brian Henke. You could go to my website, psychicmelinda.webs.com, for more information. Good night, everybody.